Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your host, John Age. Happy to be back with you once again in the dark side of the AM. Might not be the dark side of the AM where I'm at, but I know it is somewhere, so I'm just going to go with that from henceforth, if you will. Thanks for tuning in. Please check out AnomicAge.com. If you've not already done so, please like all the likes. Subscribe to all the subscriptions, folks. I'm on a lot of places, not on YouTube anymore. That's cool. But I definitely am on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. What else am I on? Brighteon, Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey. I'm on all those, folks. So check me out on all those different places if you are, again, so inclined. I love it. Love being on everywhere but YouTube. It's cool. Excellent. And shout out to BitChute. BitChute's been giving me a lot of love lately. So thanks, BitChute. Rumble, I feel like you're kind of catching up. You're kind of figuring out, wow, I've had a show out for like 4 years now. Good. Wow. Cool. So good job. Thanks to all those folks out there that are still following me on those platforms. And also, I must say thank you to those that are still patrons, those that have donated and the like. It means so much. It really does. Every time I get a patron, every time I get a donation, it makes my day exponentially better because I feel like I'm actually making some impact somewhere on someone, at least in the positive sense of the terms. So I can't underscore that enough. PayPal.me/AnomicAge, Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. If you happen to be listening to me on anything, there's a plethora of different streaming platforms and the usual suspect podcasts out there. You know, I'm on a lot of places. So whatever you happen to be listening to and or watching me on right about now, you can go to those two aforementioned spots or just go to AnomicAge.com. And you can become a patron, you can donate, and the like. Please do so. While you're there, you can definitely check out all those shows. Goodness gracious, Sex Live. 200 plus episodes. We're on the plus side of that. I can't believe it. Seems like we should have done a lot more, but in the grand scheme of things, from the humble beginnings that this show sprouted from, it's hard to believe that we've got 200 episodes there in the can. We've got the iPhone app, the Android app. Both of those seem to be functioning as advertised right now. So they're free. So if they're not functioning, my apologies. But if they are, congratulations. You got something for free and it's working just great. But you can definitely check out the show there. You can get updates from there also. What else we got? Subscribe by email link. You can get an email every time a show is posted. If you just don't like those newfangled technologies, or if you just rather get an email about it, you can do that too. Free newsletter. I realize it's been a while since I put one out. In my humble opinion, there's not been much to put a newsletter out about. So there, I'll try to do one again pretty soon. You know, we got the whole holiday stuff coming up. So I'm sure we'll have some holiday editions on the way. All that and so much more at AnomicAge.com. Just talked to a man I've had on the show a few times talking about various topics. He's going to join us for a Halloween episode on Monday coming up. So please check that out. I'll give you more details as we finalize that. So I look forward to that. I'm doing that as a Halloween edition to this show. Because to be honest with you, folks, as the world burns or as my stomach turns, having to watch, cover, and analyze the feces parade that is our current living environment, I'm taking a turn and changing things up a little bit, folks. I'm going to do this a lot more as things sort of round out at the end of this year because I just don't want to cover this mess anymore, really. I just don't. I'm tired of it. It's the same mess all the time. Nothing changes but the date. You know, I could get on 30 different guests a week and hammer the same mess that we've hammered for 4+ years now. But why? You know, if things change, I'll do shows about it. We'll get other interesting people on to comment on it and discuss it. People that are doing books and videos and various tours and stuff like that. We'll talk about it. Don't worry. We're still going to stay on our course. We're just going to take a lot of detours from that course here and there. Because frankly, I'm just tired of it. And we're going to do a Halloween show this year. I'm really looking forward to it. I might try to even find some other people to get some other shows involved, maybe. Because I love Halloween. It's right around the corner. I love ghost stories. I love the paranormal, the supernatural, the UFOs, the ghosties, the chupacabras, all that stuff. It's far more interesting than the current pile of manure that's just the daily. It really is. I've been listening to a lot of old stuff, a lot of old Art Bell. Loved Coast to Coast long ago. So, you know, love that stuff. And I'm not saying I'm going to turn this show into that show. I'm just saying I'm going to throw some curveballs at you. I'm going to do some different stuff from here and there just to make things interesting for myself. Just to quote the great Sophia Petrillo, you got to make your own fun around here. And that's exactly what I hope to do. So if you want to stick around on the ride with me, that's great. If you don't, then jettison yourself forthwith, and I'll see you another time. So that's kind of where this show's going. Like it or don't like it, learn to love it, because that's what we're doing. Otherwise, what do we got on the agenda here? I'm sorry, I had this whole screen just showing while I was talking. Have mercy. If only I had a producer. You know, if only I had someone doing the marketing, my gracious goodness sakes alive, my goodness, we'd have the most successful show that could possibly be censored on the internet, right? But alas, that ain't how things work. So, title of tonight's episode, in case you missed it, where's that screen at? There it is. Title of tonight's episode, let's see if I can move this bad boy over a little bit. What in the devil's going on here? There we go. Now that's looking better. That's looking far better, I do believe. Title of tonight's episode. We got 200 on the plus side as far as interviews and guests, and we got 310 that fall under the category of information breakdown segments. This is number 310. Title of tonight's episode is still not America. Nope, it still ain't America, folks. No matter how much news coverage they want to shove up your nose, no matter how many pundits on the right that are going to cry for Israel, no matter how many pundits on the left that are going to cry for Palestine, the Hamas, the Muslims, whatever, I really couldn't care less, folks. I really could not possibly care any less. There's no way I could care less about this stuff. I don't think so. So the title of tonight's episode, Still Not America, I think that fits quite aptly. Fits like a nice warm sweater right out of the dryer. Because no matter what they try to shove up your nose via the right and the left versions of the propaganda arms under the Ministry of Truth, it still ain't America. You see, they're going to be oh so happy to divide you and conquer you by pandering to those dolts on the right and those dolts on the left. Those that are always going to spin the Israel forever, and those that are always going to spin, oh, Israel, the worst thing in the world. Yeah. I care more about Bermuda right now, folks. I really do. they're closer to America. So, I mean, that stands to reason. But, you know, there's that. So the title of tonight's episode is just about the stupidity. I'll read you the little bill if you want to. Tonight, I'll delve into the stupidity and cognitive dissonance of the American people who still can't figure out where our allegiances lie. Still can't figure out where our allegiances lie. And maybe it's because they don't do the Pledge of Allegiance anymore in school. I don't know. To the Republic for which it stands, the United States of America, one nation, under God, what a joke, not anymore. Indivisible, what a joke, not anymore. With liberty and justice for all, what a joke, not anymore. You see, folks, it never really was that. It never really was the Norman Rockwell painting that we all had forged in our mind's eye decades and decades ago. It never was that, people. It never was the idyllic American dream portrayed in the Andy Griffith Show. It never was. Here and there it may have been, but overall, you know, there's always been problems. Hate to break it for you. This ain't heaven. We're not there yet. There's always been problems. Although we've been often miscategorized as that shining city on the hill, we have not been. Okay? Newsflash for you. Sorry. Heaven, this is not. I know it's a big surprise to a lot of people. But it just is not. It has not been. And it's been getting worse. If you want to look back at the 1950s Americana version that is portrayed in Happy Days or stuff like the Andy Griffith Show, yeah, I mean, to a degree, that did exist. And I think that was a much better America than the nightmare that we live in now. So just to clarify before someone starts typing with their middle fingers and give me bad comments, don't care. But in case you are, enjoy yourself. So, yeah, you know, it was a whole lot better back then. So those who try to tell you it wasn't, they're full of prunes. But was it perfect? No. It was a whole lot better, though. That Pledge of Allegiance used to pretty much line up. Now nothing in the Pledge of Allegiance lines up. So I guess that's why Americans have no allegiance to America. We have allegiance to every other despot point in the globe, but no allegiance to America. Amazing, isn't it? Because the right and the left pundits can flash any picture on the screen, even if it's not that place. They can put that on the screen for you. And all the rending of garments and gnashing of teeth. Oh, I love it. All that nonsense starts, right? From the right and the left. You know, you get the Contra on one side, and you get the inverse on the other. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. No matter what they show, even if it's a 30-year-old picture from Miami, Florida, what have you, and they show that as Israel, oh, my gracious, gnashing of teeth, ring of garments. Oh, what are we going to do? Automatically starts, right? But likewise, when they show actual footage in live time of what's going on at the border, oh, it's a whistling past the graveyards moment. It's a ho-hum. Off to work we go. It's nothing to see here. When they mention the 60 million babies killed since Roe versus Wade, it's a ho-hum. There's nothing to see here. When they mention the countless toll, because we don't actually know, killed during the COVID psyop, that would be those killed in nursing homes with their asinine treatments that they knew was going to kill people. That would be the people by doctors who gave them asinine treatments that they knew was going to kill people. And also that would be the asinine treatments which they knew were not going to help anyone, but in fact kill them via the vaccines. That will be all the above. I don't think we're ever going to have an accurate number on that, man. We're not. So we could say millions killed domestically during the COVID psyop. We can throw all that mess, baby, in with the bath water, and still you're going to give a collective sigh, ho-hum, nothing to see here moment. Because in the face of all that reality, we got people freaking about the Speaker of the House. Oh, gracious goodness, ooh, we got a new Speaker of the House. Holy smokes, that's changing everything now. I can't believe it. That'll be exactly like if they actually have a real election and if they actually have a new president inaugurated here in a couple years. It'll be the equal, ooh, a big who cares, at least for me. because where the rubber meets the road is the real test of a man, of a country, of a people. And that's really going to be the decided, are things different or are they not? Is it just another placeholder in chief? Is it just more winter dressing? Is it just more lipstick on a pig? I'm thinking it's going to be all the above. I don't think it's going to be a change for any blipping thing, folks. Giving you Wizzo the Clown from the old Bozo show. Yeah, I care about this as much as I cared about Wizzo the Clown when I was about six. Watching the grand prize game on WGN cable at my grandparents' house. Just about as much, folks. I cared about Wizzo a lot more, actually. I used to love the Bozo show. Cookie, Wizzo, Cuddly Dudley the dog. All that was far more interesting than the nonsense that's going on in our society right now. Because it doesn't mean anything. And you got the whole other side of the camp that's just got their testes in a knot over revelations coming true. Oh, it's revelations coming for you. Well, great. Whoop-dee-doo. Bring it. I mean, people talk about this stuff as if anybody can change what God has ordained for us. No, folks, we can't. You know, in the same way that none of your good deeds gets you into heaven, it's the sacrifice of Christ on the cross that got you there. So you can be the best person in the world. You can do every single thing right. It ain't by yours. It's by grace, folks. And nothing you do is going to change what's going to unfold in Revelations. It just ain't happening, folks. Somebody way above my pay grade and yours has preordained that. So wring your hands and gnash your teeth, I guess, all you want to. If we're in Revelations, then great. Bring it. I hope it comes faster than later. That's how I feel about this whole thing. It don't matter to me. Same thing with all this other mess. I'm at the point where just bring it. All things, 8 days a week and twice on Sunday. Whatever's coming down, I hope it comes down yesterday. Bring it. Okay? That's what's up, man. Just light up all the little splinter cells that they've got all over the globe. Bring it. The borders are wide open. Nobody cares. So, yeah, I mean, I guess maybe we could just let the entire world into the United States. Maybe that's fine. Whatever. Just bring it. If that's the case, maybe we can jettison ourselves off to another far reach of the globe and get away from the mess that's going to unfurl here. Whatever, you know. That's where I stand, sit, and otherwise balance as I fiddle and watch the world burn. But you see, folks, the average person has still not figured out that all these foreign places still are not America. What did we cover so far? The open borders, the millions killed since Roe versus Wade. Have we covered all of our food is toxic yet? Have we covered that? No. Have we covered that all of our food is now going to have bugs in it? Have we covered that? No. Have we covered that all of our drinking water is contaminated? Yeah, that's here in Land of the Sheep, Home of the Slave. Have we covered that yet? Didn't think so. What else have we covered that actually pertains and is germane to here, Land of the Sheep, Home of the Slave? What else have we got on the docket, yeah? I don't know. Countless atrocities run by our government, where they've injected people with known lethal agents. I mean, we got that since they started testing for the nuclear bomb. We got the Tuskegee experiments being one of the most obvious, but I mean, they were doing this in other parts of the U.S. as well. But they did this in San Francisco. They did this in St. Louis. They did this in the subways in New York. I mean, this is just stuff we knew about, folks. I've mentioned this several times. That was a black site, quote unquote, a black site. This was at least 5 years ago that they uncovered in Chicago, where they're just stealing people off the streets and running black ops on these American citizens. That was up for about a day. And then it all went black. Pun intended. It went totally dark. Didn't hear another word about it. That's okay, though, because it's no big deal, right? Because if our government's running it here domestically, it must be okay, right? Totally legitimate. They were freaking out about a month and a half ago because they were using depleted uranium rounds in the Ukraine. Oh, my gracious goodness sakes alive. Where could those have come from? Well, they came from here, you dummies. Of course. We've been using those depleted uranium rounds, at least to my knowledge, since the Gulf War in the early 90s. Have we figured out, they knew it all along. Have we figured out that it causes horrible birth defects? Have we figured out that it gets into your genetics, into your DNA, and when you come back into the United States and have offspring, it will foul them up too? Not to mention it can be transmissible into your spouse, or am I supposed to say partner, right? The partner, right? Yeah. So all that and more is true of the depleted uranium rounds, folks. Look into the depleted uranium round children. Check that out. I mean, this is like 30 plus years old here. Easy. Oh, but it makes the round so much harder and it'll penetrate armor, personnel carriers, and so forth. Yeah, sure. Consequently, it just decimates the general population. It decimates the people using it. It decimates their kids. It decimates the offspring. I mean, on and on and on and on and on. But that's all right. No big deal, right? And we haven't had any real coverage of this, and I'd love to get someone on that will cover this, but just the killings that have occurred on military bases between husbands and wives. I know this is something that's definitely happened at Fort Bragg at Camp Lejeune as well. It happens all the time, or at least in regularity enough for us to have stats on it. But doesn't seem to be a big news grab for us, huh? I wonder why. Well, it's because our attention is always diverted into some bleep hole part of the world that is not our business. And there's a great meme of this that it covers, you know, how they transposed everyone's attention from the COVID hoax. Ooh, COVID hoax. We had like 3 years of that BS. And then it moved into the vaccine. Ooh, vaccine talk. We got to talk about that forever. Then it moved us to the Ukraine. Ooh, Ukraine. Got to talk about that forever. Ooh, then we move now to Israel. Ooh, let's talk about Israel forever. I can't even count nor calculate in any fashion how much of our attention as a nation is spent on other nations. Not us. To paraphrase Allen Iverson, not a game, not a game, practice. In the world, anywhere else, folks, anywhere else but here is what matters. It's just incalculable how much of our time as a country, since we became a country, has been devoted for just extraneous bull that has nothing to do with us whatsoever. Nothing. We can definitely calculate the times that our nation has been invaded militarily by another nation. So now they've scrapped that plan and they've just said, okay, we'll just do it non-militarily. Wink, 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 wink. We'll just say it's not an invading army. It's women and children coming across the border. You must be a big old rapist if you don't just embrace them. That's where we are now. So now they've scapegoated that, you know. All the people, the migrants, they're not illegal aliens, they're not illegals, they're migrants. The migrants that are coming over. Oh, it's not an invasion, it's just women and children. They're just running for their lives because it's just terrible everywhere. So they can come here and talk about how terrible everything is. It's hysterical if it wasn't so accurate. Figure it out on your own, do some research on this. How much of our time has been diverted from America to other nations since our nation became a nation? Because it's just constant. Care about our nation's infrastructure collapsing? No. But if you want to donate to give wells to Africa, well, hey, you can sign up for that. Hey, can we donate to give wells to Americans? Nah, screw them. Hey, if you want to donate to give some money and some clothes to some other foreign despot nation, here's the place to do it. How easy is it for us to donate and give clothing to the homeless men, women, children, veterans, in our own nation? Oh, it's a big pain. You can't do that. That might violate some laws or civil rights or something. It's too easy, right? It's that old cut your nose off to spite your face thing. It's the old forest for the trees thing. You can't see what's going on right in front of you. You're so bleep bent on urinating your time, energy, money, and effort away to everyone else. You got to focus on thyself at some point in the game. Yeah, it's real cute to help your neighbor, but your house is also on fire. Your kids are doing dope. Your wife's... I'll just leave it at that. You've, at some point, got to look at yourself. You think that might be a priority ever at all in time? Or are we just going to keep urinating in the wind and, we're going to vote for this guy. I hope this speaker is this new person. It's going to change everything. It's going to be so much better now. Got a new speaker of the house. It's going to be unbelievable. Oh my gosh, we got a new president maybe. It's going to be unbelievable. It's hysterical, folks. It would be hysterical if it wasn't dead on accurate. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Be safe out there. I will see you sooner than later in the anomic age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to anomicage.com. That's A-N-O-M-I-C-A-G-E.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.